Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to say. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and just share some thoughts with you, just the two of us. And today, this segment, I want to talk about fundamentals. I want to help you get off to a good new year with some fundamentals. No resolutions, just fundamentals. You know, folks, fundamentals have served all businesses since Proto-Market was born, when Og dropped his club and suggested to Gog that they do business instead of killing each other for what they wanted. But if you'll find a way to incorporate the following 10 fundamentals that I'm going to tell you about into your daily, weekly, monthly management practices this year, you'll have more fun, because success will come and play in your backyard. And if you don't do them, well, you know. So here's the first one. You must produce and manage with regular and accurate financial statements. Profit and loss, that's also known as operating statement, and a balance sheet. Those two, you've got to have a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet, regular and accurate. You can't get where you're going if you don't know where you've been, and that's what these things provide for you. Financial statements, very important. Number two, someone in your business is likely managing cash every day, but you also need to project and manage future cash conditions over the next 12 months on a and I do this all the time. I've used the same computer program for years. I built it in an Excel spreadsheet, I don't know how many years ago, probably 25 years ago, and to manage my cash. And since you're the owner, you're the one who figures out how to cover a future cash shortfall, whether it be for more sales or expense reduction for a loan, whatever. You're the one that needs to be managing that long-term cash. You're the one that needs to be keeping up with sales fluctuations and expense fluctuations and things like that, seasonal stuff. So you know where you need cash, and a spreadsheet will tell you that. A projection spreadsheet will tell you that. If you don't know how to do it, find somebody to help you. Number three, you can succeed yourself out of business if you don't understand the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days. Time, not just in case. Number five, convert non-performing cash assets into cash. Anything you have that you're not using, that's not being sold or operated, is worth less more tomorrow than it is today, was yesterday. So cut it loose. If you're not using it, take the hit and cut it loose now. Number six, employees spend a lot of cash. If not, sometimes they spend most of your cash. Ask them how to identify efficiencies and maximize margins. What's their motivation for helping you? Tell them it's job security. Number seven, review all operating steps and eliminate or fix inefficiencies. Michael Salad, our good friend and Brain Trust member, Michael Salad, says, he calls them the four W's. What works? What doesn't work? What do we stop? And what do we continue? Let employees help you with this too. So outsourcing is number eight. It's an increasingly powerful practice. We've been doing outsourcing now for decades, and it's one of the best things that ever happened to small business. Call a meeting of your team and ask Blasingame's outsource power question. Ask it about every task your business does. And here's the question. Must this be done in-house? Must this be done in-house? Everything, and I mean everything, that doesn't directly touch a customer is a non-core competency item and a candidate for outsourcing. Number nine, keep your banker informed about business opportunities and the challenges. If you're in trouble, if you got some problems, if you got a situation that you're worried about, tell your banker about it, because the title of the shortest book ever written is called Loan Officer Courage. The shortest book ever written, Loan Officer Courage. An uninformed banker is a scared banker, and no one ever got a loan from a scared banker. And if you don't have a banking relationship with an independent community bank. Folks, find an independent community bank in your community, in your area, and do business with them. If you're not already doing that, you must. If there's one thing you've heard me say for 20-plus years on this show, is every small business owner must have a relationship, a banking relationship with a community bank. This isn't a banking alternative. This is a small business survival imperative. And I say that to you with vast experience. Number 10, every customer and prospect has expectations that are changing faster than ever. Whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow, whatever your company is supposed to be doing next year, is in the head of your prospects and your customers. Ask them. Ask your customers what they want. Ask your prospects what they want. And then deliver what they say. And these things are changing all the time, so you can't ask them today and expect to deliver the same thing next year or maybe even in 6 months. You have to continually ask your prospects and customers, what do you want? How do you want it? When do you want it? You want it upside down? Do you need training? Do you want to buy this online? Or do you want to come into the store? You have to ask them all these questions. These are all part of the expectations. Remember, you get to decide what you do. As the business owner, you get to decide what you do. But in the age of the customer, they decide how you do it. That's called business's Blessing Games Law of Business Love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Folks, there's a reason that some things are fundamental. It's because they work every time. And these 10 things I've talked to you about are fundamentals. They work every time. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me. I guess you know the tune.
Oh, Lord. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.